to a faithful life. I love it, Craig, and thank you so much for joining us here on Viewpoint today to talk about after the fall.
America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie to the ocean.
Again, the book afterthefall.org. Tell your friends Romans and Countrymen about it. And by the way, our website, access it for any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. It'll be up there for a year. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church to bring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views because we're going to be having open lines. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And so give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, Cindy, why we wanted to talk perhaps a little bit about what's happening financially, because I really believe that something major is going to happen. I've been talking a lot about an article written by Richard Haass. Now, Richard Haass is one of the people who runs the world. He's one of the very small group of people working behind the scenes, trying to use the foreign and domestic policies of America, the financial and military power of the United States, to bring about a world government. And there's only a very small group of people, at the most a few thousand, in the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, but they do have a tremendous influence out all across the country. And of course, their ultimate goal is to bring about a one world government, to do away with national sovereignty, to bring equality to the people of the world who are allowed to live. But basically, what you're seeing is this idea that we really need to have a ruling elite that rule the world. And Richard Haass is one, a member of that ruling elite. Now, basically, then, writing, and I found the article, I want to give you the exact date. It is the 13th of May on page 19 of Time magazine. May 13th, certainly of this year, on page 19, Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, certainly a member of the Trilateral Commission, Richard Haass writes an article about what's going on, and basically entitled, Let's Bring Them All Home, talking about how we're going to have to start bringing our military home because we're in real financial crisis. And he talks about how we certainly are very, very close to a major financial crisis, and that certainly is not a matter of when, not if, or why we have the collapse of our economic system. Now, those are his words, not mine. And if you'd like to get a copy of the article, we'd be glad to send it to you. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the people who've been manipulating things and brought us to the point where we are today are getting concerned because of the massive debts we have. Well, it's open line Wednesday, and so it's we hope you'll give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'd like you to give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But as you look and see what's happening, man, certainly if you read the articles by people who are really well informed about what's going on, they will tell you that certainly all we need to do is see the interest rates begin to go up, specifically the interest rate on the 10-year bond, and this whole financial house of cards comes down. Why will it come down? Well, very simply, because we have a currency that's built upon debt. And when you have a currency built upon debt, you have to pay interest on the currency. And basically, what they have accomplished, of course, is they are able to keep the interest rates low, artificially low, so you don't have to pay too much in the way of interest. But, of course, the federal interest on the national debt has gone from about $250 billion to well over $400 billion. And as the interest rate rose from 1.5% to about 2.5%, and just in the last couple of days, it's gone to 2.72%. If this gets, of course, to about 5%, which really should be 6 or 8%, if it gets to that height, why the whole certainly begins to come down because we'd be putting out almost $1 trillion in interest. And if when that happens, why, heaven help us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like about. It's Open Line Wednesday.
Need us, not stick us and bleed us.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-1888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want. But right now, we have Jim calling us from Michigan. Hi, Jim. What part of Michigan are you from?
Dr. Stanna from Flint, Michigan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. Good to have you with us again. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Yeah, a little bit of an offbeat question, but I kind of wanted to defer to you, and I've been waiting to ask you. Usually, if you commit a major crime in this country, you know not to do it. For example, let's just say, keep it simple and say murder. You murder someone, you know you're going to jail for life or capital punishment or whatever. But we've been tinkering around, in my opinion, with this drunk driving, all these drunk driving laws, and people still have these third and fourth and fifth offenses. And we know darn well that drunk drivers kill people and destroy families and devastate parents, et cetera, et cetera. Why the heck don't we have a law or state laws that just say, listen, first time offense, 6 months in jail? Why are we playing around with that?
Well, Sydney, the trouble is because we don't have moral people in charge of our judicial system. We should have judges who agree with you, who believe that people should be punished. But you see, there is this philosophy, this sort of humanistic philosophy that, well, if we just give people another couple of chances, and basically then the defense attorneys will raise some questions. And I agree with you. I've seen situations where people have been caught drunk driving time after time after time. After time, and the defense attorney will bring up, well, you know, you always can't trust the blood test, it might be incorrect, or the technician might have made a mistake, and basically, of course, they'll put up a great argument. And you know, many people on the juries are good people, but they're certainly kind and compassionate, and they know the terrible difficulty that will come, you know, if they send that person to jail, as far as his family, as far as the income. But they must understand that if you don't punish the drunk driver, he's going to keep doing it over and over again. He's going to destroy his life. And the best thing you could do for him is send him to prison so he knows he's going to be punished. The difficulty is when you have these liberal judges and liberal juries and you don't punish people, you encourage crime. And this is tragically what's going on in America today, in my estimation.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that answer. Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, that's about it. If there was anything else relating to crime and all of that, I know our federal prison system is very expensive. I mean, you hear these ridiculous things. How much does it cost? Do you know the real answer behind, like, how much it costs for us to keep a prisoner, let's just say federal prisoner, in jail for
a year? I really can't tell you, but I mean, we have more people per capita in prison than any other nation in the world. And so many of them are certainly in prison because of their of drug offenses. And yet the largest distributor of drugs in the world is our own CIA. And certainly a lot of people are horrified that anybody would say that. But all you need to do is go up on the internet and look it up, or certainly read the writing, certainly, of our good friend who we had on, Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. And they certainly were in the front lines of this. There's so much information out there about our own intelligence agencies' involvement in the drug trade. Certainly not everybody in the CIA is a bad person, because it's very tightly compartmentalized, but they justify what they're doing because they can use that money essentially to fight crime. But unfortunately, the real purpose behind what's going on today is not to fight crime. The real purpose is not to defend America. The real purpose is to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government and to destroy Christianity and the religious foundation of this country. That is what's really going on today. And why doesn't anybody want to have the courage to say, that's why, because they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools. That's why our young people certainly are not allowed to have a Bible in school. But once you get to prison, well, you can have a Bible. That's all right. That's a government institution. All right to have a Bible in prison, but you can't have one in school. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California, 464-2295. And anything else, Jim?
That's about it. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, then, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. We'd like to get two or three people calling in so we don't have to worry about what we're going to be talking about. But again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you must understand, we are on the verge of a major financial collapse here in America. And when this occurs, of course, we're going to have to cut back on spending. We're certainly going to have to certainly increase taxes. And this is really going to certainly just strangle the structure of our society, economic structure. And more people are going to be out of jobs, and more people are going to lose their homes and their future and their life savings. And my fear is they're going to end up destroying the value of our currency. And when that occurs, why, it destroys the infrastructure of our nation. And where will people look? They'll look to government to solve the problem without realizing that our government is controlled by a subversive group that is using the financial and military power of the United States not to preserve this country, but to establish a world government. Well, let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And hi, Dee, how are we doing?
Oh, not too bad. I really found the interview you had with Dr. Catherine Albright this afternoon very interesting. And I really would recommend that people go up on your archives and download that and listen to that. It was very, very interesting.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it, because Catherine is one of my favorite people, and certainly we've actually attended meetings together. She is the most, really, she's a beautiful woman. She loves the Lord. She's not afraid to get down on her knees in public and pray. And, of course, you could tell from the conversation today, she's very well read. She's very well studied. And basically, I put a great deal of credence in what she says about this new treatment for breast cancer and other types of cancer. I just wish it could be more widely used. Go right ahead, Dee.
Well, I do indeed also. And her odyssey reminded me of an anecdote that Chuck Missler told me. I'm a casual acquaintance of Chuck Missler's, and I remember at one of our meetings he mentioned that when he was in training for service in the U.S. Air Force, there was a particular airplane that had a very vicious stall characteristic. And in the early, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in the early days of aviation, stalls were, or spins were extremely fearsome because once you entered one, you were dead meat and there was no way out. Well, anyway, the flight instructors used this in the U.S. Air Force Academy because, you had to be persistent. You had to do the right thing and persist at the right thing, and you would recover. There was a recovery, but not after one or two vicious spins. And what does this have to do with Catherine Albright? Well, I think the natural things that she was doing, or what some people do in a natural sense, do have the potential to heal, given that you stay the course far enough in advance. But she I know she has great faith in the medical statistics on survival rates for this versus that versus that versus this. But keep in mind that these medical statistics are compiled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And I do believe that the Brotherhood of Darkness do control a lot of our cancer research entities and institutes. And I think it's very sad and lamentable that natural remedies don't get short shrift and they don't have the extensive research basis. And I have one more comment, too, but I wanted to hear what you had to say about that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. For our listeners out there, Dr. Albright was simply talking about the fact she had had an extensive cancer of the breast. It had been initially treated. It had come back again. She had metastases to the lymph nodes in her axilla. Her breast was fairly well destroyed. And Dr. Albright had done a great deal of study and then had gone back to this doctor in New York City. And they actually have a treatment that's based upon limiting the amount of copper in the body, because basically if you can lower the amount of copper in the body, there's certain products, toxic products not released by the bone marrow, and without those toxic products, why, of course, the body can take care of the metastatic cancer if the products are released, and they will be released with a normal level or elevated level of copper, then of course you're going to go ahead and die. But if some almost 65 patients who've been treated, according to the stipulations, according to the protocol, they're all alive today, and some of them are alive 6 years, and they were all fairly terminal when they started. So I think it was an exciting time. But go right ahead, Dee. Did you have another point? And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to, but go ahead, Dee.
Well, my secondary point, I am not medically trained, but I am a EE dropout, electrical engineering, and I've studied quite a bit. If the mode of action of the therapeutic for a drug, and it's a very complex drug, I can't even remember it. I do, however, think it's worth repeating the name of the physician. There's a medical oncologist that works with Cornell University in Manhattan. I believe her name is Vidal, Dr. Linda Vidal. Again, I would encourage listeners to look to download the discussion this afternoon because her name is mentioned several times. But she's using the basic mode of action of the pharmacological agent is as a copper chelator. So why wouldn't an ordinary chelator also have a similar therapeutic effect, like EDTA or something along those lines, perhaps even a more or less safe oral chelator?
I don't know. We'd have to talk to the doctor who's doing the research. I wouldn't want to hazard a comment, but I will tell you that basically the heavy metals, all sorts, are really encourage the spread of cancer, and that is why I think everybody with cancer should be chelated initially, first thing when they're seen. And basically you want to get the lead, you want to get the mercury, you want to get the aluminum, you want to get the fluoride, and you want to get the copper out of them. I think they're all important, but certainly somebody would have to do specific studies to answer your question.
Well, I would think that there would be possibly oral botanicals that would have at least a mild effect in that direction.
It might very well. Hey, we're going to have to go to the break. Thanks very much, Dee.
Thank you.
God bless.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and right now we have Ron on the line from Santa Cruz. It's open line, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and we have Ron calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ron.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Good to hear your voice again. Glad you're still on the radio with Radio Liberty.
Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Well, it's a comment. What it has to do with is the enormous printing of money to the tune of $85 billion a month. And I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think we're approaching somewhere around $17 trillion of debt. And sometimes a trillion seconds is 32,000.
And that is such an incredible figure, and yet you're absolutely right. I mean, people cannot imagine the amount of money that is owed, and there's no way we will ever be able to pay off our debts. That is why it's only a matter of time before the whole financial structure comes down. And basically, this is what some people want. They want to destroy our nation. This is being done intentionally. And anybody who doubts that, need only go back and look up on your search engine, Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, Piven, and writing it, I believe, in the Nation magazine. Back in 1960, they talked about the best way to destroy America, and they, of course, wanted to destroy it, and that was to spend us into oblivion, and that's exactly what George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama have done. Anything else, Ron?
Yes, I wanted to ask you now a question relating to the preparations of the federal government. They don't like, they make fun of people that they call preppers, doomsday preppers. But it seems as though the federal government is preparing quite a bit themselves for some calamity that could be in the near future.
I think you're absolutely right. They are. In fact, we know that the federal government has hiding places for the elite all across the country, and certainly our friend Bob Fletcher has done a great deal of work on that. We know that as of January of last year, of 2011, two years ago, while they were buying up almost all of the freeze-dried food, we know that they purchased 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition that cannot be used for military purposes. I believe that's to protect the elite when this whole House of Cards comes down. They're making preparations for themselves. They're just not making preparations for you and me.
Well, what do you recommend for the average family who's just maybe tuning into the radio program? What kind of steps can they take to make some basic preparations for a financial
Basically, of course, the first thing you need to do is you need to have a little bit of money on hand, preferably for at least 3 months. You need to have, but the most important thing in case of a societal collapse would be to have water, the basic staples on hand. You certainly would want to have medical supplies. You'd want to have a good supply of water on hand because you might not be able to get water. But with water, food, medical supplies. And if you're not in a major city, you should have an access place you can go to get out of the major cities. If you're here in Santa Cruz, hopefully we'll be relatively safe. But we'll be back in just a moment here. And if you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, and so we invite your calls. And basically, we have, of course, a couple of people on the line right now, but we have other open lines. And, oh, other lines open, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and right now we have Eric calling from Compton. And, of course, Eric was a great help to me when I was at a meeting in Southern California here a few months ago. Hi, Eric. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, Dr. Stan. I want you to know I really cherish that time I spent with you, too. Dr. Stan, I got a question for you. Remember the guy who used to have a radio program named Art Bell?
Yes, uh-huh.
Was Art Bell, give me your opinion on Art Bell. Was this program just for entertainment purposes? Was he a real guy? What was going on with Art Bell?
He was a real guy. Basically, he was really very liberal. He sort of believes in the New Age and the occult. But it was a great program. People loved the program. Of course, he turned that over to George Norrie. But my understanding is Art Bell is coming back. And the new program he's going to put on will not compete with George Norrie, but it's going to get more, of course, into this this New Age occultist background. But Art Bell did allow a lot of good information out. A lot of our good conservative people were on his program from time to time. I was never actually on the Art Bell program. I was on the George Norrie program, and I know very well that at least George enjoyed it because he quoted from us a number of times in the following weeks. But for some reason or other, the people who control the program have never wanted me back again. That was, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago I was there. But I said the Art Bell is coming back probably in the next few months, but it will be dealing more with the occult subjects, New Age type.
he had these people always calling in talking about aliens. So that I didn't know if it was real or if it was just for entertainment purposes only or what.
Well, basically, there are a lot of people out there who believe in the aliens. That there's a lot of evidence of the aliens. And a lot of people, of course, know that the UFOs are real. But the thing is, they are not from another planet. They're not being flown by aliens. They're simply a manifestation of this other dimension, of this supernatural dimension that's out there. So basically, of course, there's only two explanations for the aliens. Either they're real or they're not, and I happen to believe that they're real. But then what are they? I think they're certainly from the demonic realm.
Okay. Remember the guy that also was in Long Beach with his name, Dave, who helped you, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I sure do.
Is there any way I can get in touch with Dave? I was supposed to call him, and he was supposed to give me something. Any way I can get in touch with him?
I really wouldn't know how to reach him. If Dave's out there listening, why give us a call, and we'll get your number to Eric and vice versa.
You remember what his last name was?
I really don't.
Okay, well, Dr. Stan, I love you. I'm still out here listening, and keep up the good work.
God bless you. We love you, too, Eric. Bye-bye.
You have my prayer, sir.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Eric calling us and telling our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got a question, comment, it's open line Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. We've got Tim from upstate New York, but we don't have him on the line just yet. So we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, why, that's what open lines are really all about. But basically, of course, as far as the financial system in America is concerned, why, of course, you notice that today, why the market fell, the Dow Jones fell considerably. What do we know? Well, we know that for some weeks now, why, of course, there's been very large numbers of shares actually sold on the stock market. But, of course, the price has been coming down. Well, what does that mean? Ordinarily, when large numbers of shares are being sold and the price is coming down, it means that the hedge funds and the pension funds and the people who are knowledgeable, who have invested large sums of money in the stock market, know that the economy has turned and they're going to get out and save as much money as they can. They probably made a good money with this run-up, but now, of course, you're going to get out. So I think it's only a matter of time, whether it's a matter of a week or two or a month or two. The major thing is the market is going to start coming down. It's going to start contracting. And we're going to have growing economic problems here in America and all throughout the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And let's go to Kim, who's calling us from upstate New York. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
All right. How are you doing tonight, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Sure. I was wondering what the update on the solar flares is that might cause an EMP attack. I know, was it just like last week or a little over a week ago, you were talking about that a lot and really concerned.
Well, I think we should be concerned, and I think we should be concerned because we know that certainly people who are very knowledgeable are concerned. And basically, the sun goes through cycles of flares, and basically, we are in certainly the end of an 11-year cycle. And basically, of course, why everything would suggest that this next 3 or 4 months will be the end of that cycle, and there will be a lot of flares. We've had some very disastrous flares on the sun, but they've either been certainly on the other side of the sun, or so they did not hit the Earth. But certainly if we should have a major flares hit the Earth, why, they certainly could dramatically change our life, because it would mean we would not have electricity. And all the wonderful conveniences we have tied to electricity could be lost for 2 or 3 years because, of course, it would certainly burn out the lines. But more than that, it would burn out the transistors, the transformers all across America. Now, there's a very interesting article up on the internet, and I suggest you may want to get it. It's written by a man named Michael Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F. And Michael basically was with the Defense Department for 30 years. When he resigned from the Defense Department, he reported directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. But Michael has written a number of articles for WorldNet Daily about the danger of a solar flare attack. His most recent article was most interesting, and basically because he talked about the fact that the sun is changing its axis. And when the sun changes its axis, there's going to be a tremendous amount of solar radiation coming to the United States. Now, the article was written sometime within the last week. What is really so interesting about this article is you try to pull it down off the internet, and I've done this at least 3 or 4 times, why the internet for some reason always jumbles the article so you really can't read it. I talked to Mr. Maloof. I wanted to get him on the program. He referred me to his scheduler, and the scheduler wrote back and said that Mr. Maloof wasn't available for interviews. So why is this information being suppressed? Because it is being suppressed. Mr. Maloof, I'm sure, could come onto our program. Somebody doesn't want him to. And why this article about the sun reversing its polarity? And you can find this up on the internet. I was able to find it published by WorldNet Daily. And yet when you actually try, you can read the article on the WorldNet Daily site, but when you try to pull it down, consistently, suddenly so distorted that you really can't get a decent copy of it. I don't know what that means, but I share your concern. I really believe there's a very real danger from the possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack. We do know that the elite are planning on something major, and that's why they have their facilities all across this country. Certainly Jesse Ventura has written about the underground facilities of the elite. Alex Jones has written about it. Certainly Joel Skousen has written about it. And our friend Bob Fletcher has written about this. There's no question these facilities exist. There's no question that they've laid in food and weapons, and basically they're prepared to protect themselves. But, of course, they're doing everything to discourage Americans from making preparations. And basically, if we were to have the destruction of the nuclear, pardon me, the electric system of this country, I think within a few weeks, millions of Americans would die in the confusion. I don't think that we would lose 90% of our population in 6 to 9 months, as has been suggested. I think that's what they really do is they make ridiculous statements to tend to discredit everything else. And certainly James Woolsey did the same thing in an article, and I think it was in the New York Times, where he talked about certainly the danger of certainly of North Korea setting off a nuclear attack on America. All they would need would be one nuclear weapon exploded suddenly 300 miles above the center of our country, and they could wipe out America. But what did James Woolsey of the Council on Foreign Relations suggest? Why an attack on North Korea? Why attack North Korea? Why not simply put breakers in the lines and have a few extra transformers around, and you wouldn't have to attack North Korea? James Woolsey also quoted another gentleman, formerly with the Defense Department, who back in 2006 made the same suggestion. We attack North Korea. Why would anybody make that statement so stupid? Well, I believe it's supposed to discredit everything else they said. Tim, I don't know any other logical explanation. Anything else you'd like to know?
Let's see. I've heard you talking about the transformers before. They're actually made in China, correct?
No, they're basically made in China, and pardon me, they're made in Germany and in South Korea.
Oh, okay, because I thought one of your guests, a few weeks ago or a couple months ago or something, said that they were made in China and all handmade.
Well, basically, of course, they're making everything in China today. They may very well be making them, but they do primarily made in Germany and in South Korea, and they may be made in China. You may be correct. Basically, we should be doing what is logical. In fact, recently, I think it was in June, why the legislature in Maine actually passed a resolution. It was signed by the governor. And the state of Maine is going to separate their electric grid from the rest of the country to protect themselves. And it would be a very inexpensive thing to do to protect the rest of the country. And we have to ask, why aren't they doing what's logical? It doesn't make sense.
I think I remember hearing that. I did hear that from you a few months ago. Now, when you were talking about the solar flares, was it about a week and a half ago or something? You were extremely concerned, you know, about it.
Was it
snowed in? Is that was one of the things that you Google or whatever, Snowden something?
No, I don't think Snowden has talked about the solar flares at all.
Oh, okay.
But you could look up this article by Michael Maloof. Michael Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F.
And yep, I got that written down.
And basically that would be on solar flares or the sun changing its alteration, basically reversing its polarity.
Okay, and you said if you're having trouble downloading it, which you said you usually do, to try like 3 or 4 times, you know,
it won't do any good. Unless you're luckier than I am, you won't be able to pull it down. But read it up on the WorldNet Daily website. I think it's a very important article, and I personally suspect somebody's suppressing it.
Okay, well, I've been getting the word out. I've been telling people about these things. The more I listen, you know, the more I hear this story over again, and then, you know, hear different pieces from different guests that you gather more information that you find out. So, you know, it's really helpful, and then I can explain, you know, clearly to people, or I tell them about your show and how to get it locally here, or go to your website. You know, I tell a lot of people. The worst hit is going to be our grocery stores and the 18-wheelers that, you know, that we depend on for, you know, moving things from, you know, one part of the country to the other. The grocery stores, you know, got the computer scanners, they order everything by computer, and a lot of times they don't need to do anything. They just scan it, or the computer knows they're running low, so they, you know, they send, you know, the signal to have, you know, things shipped. So that's going to be a real problem.
I think you're absolutely right. I would suggest if anybody really wants more information, we have an excellent 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack and an excellent DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Joe, and keep getting the word out. God bless. Let's go to Joe calling us from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are we doing tonight?
Fine, Dr. Stan. I was a little hesitant about calling in tonight. However, as soon as I heard this particular guest call in regards to solar flares that are of a concern, and I was listening to one of your archive programs where you had on as a guest, I believe, some fellow that was talking about some kind of stone that was able to help the bees survive all these attacks, and then that was only a half hour show, and then the remaining half hour you did mention Snowden's prediction about remote viewing, and you mentioned to go and type in Snowden solar flares, and I did. Now here's what I'm basically getting at, Dr. Stan. I spoke to you I don't remember. It was quite a while ago, so I'm going to press your memory. But I had, not studied, but you know how you, when you read the Bible, you read certain chapters and you ponder what's being said there. Well, I went over the 24th chapter of Matthew many, many times because I'm wondering what are the signs that we should be looking for to know of Jesus' imminent return. And in that 24th chapter, Jesus gives a whole list of signs that we should be looking for. However, if you go to verse 3, the disciples, you know, the Jews, it's mentioned in Scripture that the Jews seek it after a sign, and the Greeks seek knowledge. So now the disciples, who were Jews, came to Christ, and they asked him this very specific question. And it goes like this. It says, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign? Now, that's singular, Dr. Stan. It's not signs of thy coming. And there's a many, many signs in that 24th chapter. However, they're asking for a particular sign. And then it says, end of the end of the world. Now here's where the sign comes right up. And it's this here. And it says, in verse 27, Dr. Stan, Jesus addresses this very specific, particular sign, singular, that the disciples were asking. And he gives the answer. He says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, I looked up that word lightning. It's not like a flash of lightning that you would see when there's a storm brewing and then you have the thunder. No, that lightning, when you look it up in the original language, it means bright, shining. Now, I ask
we're just about out of time, Joe. I appreciate that. I think it's a very good point. Thanks very much for bringing that before us. And basically, I think we're going to be seeing some exciting signs. I don't know what they are. Maybe you're right. Maybe this does have something to do with these issues. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine.
Bye.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly... just a few moments ago, Joe was mentioning my interviews. It was one of the programs I had on where I was quoting from Mr. Snowden, from Edward Snowden, and certainly this whole idea of remote viewing. And I will have to admit, and I will tell you now, that that article that I was referring to with Snowden and reverse viewing was actually a plant article planted by somebody in the media, picked up by a lot of conservatives. And I will have to admit that I picked it up and put it out for about 24 hours before I realized this was a plant article. We do our best not to give you information that isn't accurate, but that specific program was not true. Under any circumstances, we do face very difficult times today. I believe there really is a threat of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, and we have an excellent 4-CD set and an excellent DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper, a talk he gave when he was at the conference last year. And if you'd like for us to get copies of either the DVD or the 4-CD set, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We also carry the book by Malcolm Maloof entitled A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken, and we recommend that to you as well. You need to understand what's really going on and the fact that this is not an imaginary threat. The elite are making preparations, and unfortunately, they are ridiculing people in the general population who are doing just exactly what the elite are doing. How do we understand what's going on? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and in Population Control, The Covert Agenda. So, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we suggest you go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can certainly read our newsletters going back 15 years. Although right now, of course, William Grigg is writing the newsletter for us and doing a great job. Of course, then you can, of course, listen to our radio programs. This is what we encourage you to do, is get listening to our programs on the internet, because, of course, this is how we're reaching people all over the world. There's so many good programs on the internet. We actually ask you to do that. Of course, go to our website, and you'll find all sorts of articles there and links to other articles and to DVDs, information which we think is important. So, again, our website is www.radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Now, basically, of course, it is a basic contention of my study and my belief that we were involved in a spiritual battle. There really are satanic forces out there. If you don't believe they're Luciferian organizations, simply go to the Trilateral Commission website, trilateral.org, and look at their logo. You'll see it there. You'll see it's three curved arrows, but they really, if you look carefully, you can, and you know them there, you'll see the three sixes bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Why would they use three sixes and an upside-down broken cross? Why, the same reason that the fellow that named Barry Shamish talks about, Shabbati, who actually, of course, was the Jewish Messiah. Then he announced certainly on June 18th of 1666 that he was the Messiah. Why would he pick that date, 1666? And then on June, the sixth month of the year, June 18th, that's 666, three sixes and 18. Well, of course, these people understand the significance of numerology. It's just that the average individual doesn't understand it. But go to trilateral.org, look at their logo and understand. And then your job is to help us get the information out across America to reach people who are looking for answers. And the most significant thing you can do for anybody is to warn them and help them get prepared, not only physically with food and water and medical supplies, but also spiritually, because this is a spiritual battle. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices, from the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is Dr. Stan back here, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who certainly is on the front lines of this battle, has a great deal of great information about what's going on. And I'm really indebted to Deborah for coming on this evening to bring us up to date with what's really happening in this move to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and certainly limit the power of the American people and, of course, impose this one-world occult dictatorship on the people, tragic people of the world. Go right ahead, Deborah.
I have a number of updates, and I certainly want to do that now. Everyone that is listening, you can go to our website, stopthecrime.net, and you can see these reports that I would like to share now. We have some breaking information on the smart meter debacle. And, of course, everyone knows that this is for global energy dominance by the elite and the international bankers. And we in Northern California have worked exceedingly hard over the last few years to get the smart meter opt-out. And in that process, of course, we discovered that when people were opting out of their smart meters and thinking that they were getting the original legacy analog meter reinstalled for the extortion fee, we were being charged $75 to have those meters, the smart meters removed, and $10 a month to have a meter reader come and read. But we were finding that PG&E here in Northern California, as other utilities are, they were installing replacement analog meters that are still compatible with the global smart grid. So they still have wireless connections in them. So yet we were then again deceived. We knew that some time back. What we've recently found out, which is extremely disheartening for all the efforts that we put in to get the opt-out. Now, the benefit, of course, fighting so hard for the opt-out, and this is not to discourage anybody for any actions that you take in any direction at all. You bring awareness to the smart meters as being a problem, and that is significant. Whatever you do to create that awareness in any direction, legally, etc. But I can tell you what we have discovered is, of course, the opt-out by the utility company giving us the choice was only an appeasement plan. We found that the goal of the appeasement plan or opt-out was to halt the mounting opposition globally against the smart grid. And we also learned here in Northern California and in Southern California, we have what is called a climate action plan, or they also call it an energy action plan. They're coming in the back doors of our cities through the planning department. And what we have discovered is that in the planning department, through these opt-out plans and bringing in, or I should say, through the climate action plan, they are requiring smart meters, and they are requiring ENERGY STAR efficient appliances. So while we thought we had the choice, we don't. This is all part of this false science and CO2 and greenhouse gas reduction scientific fraud and scam.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, everything is done to make you think that you have some influence. There's a master plan for the 21st century. It's called Agenda 21. You can read about it up on the internet. We have 74 tape sets on this. We have certainly DVDs you can get. You can get the information off the internet. But this is a master plan to control everything about you and actually to damage your health as much as they can. incredible, but true. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Deborah Tavares, and she's talking about the smart meters, which have been installed to replace the electric meters in homes all across America, all across the world. These are being introduced every place. It is part of this Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century. Most people think that's ridiculous, but fortunately, we do have the internet. You can check out what we're saying. There is a master plan. Now, certainly the smart meters will then communicate with the smart appliances in your house. And you say, smart appliances? What are you talking about? I don't have smart appliances. Well, if you're buying any new products today, they will all have chips in them. And those electronic chips will be able to communicate with your smart meter. Your smart meter will correlate with the smart grid. This is all a carefully created plan effort so that they know everything going on in your house, how much electricity you use for a microwave, how much you use for cooking, how much electricity is being used in refrigeration, how many refrigerators you have. They want to know everything about everybody and basically say, why would anybody want that? Because we're moving towards a totally controlled society. That's what Agenda 21 is, where people are going to be forced out of their homes, where they're going to be forced into multi-level living small apartments where they'll work locally, where they'll shop locally, where there'll be no cars, where they'll simply have bicycles. And the average individual says, that's the craziest thing I ever heard, and you're absolutely right. The only trouble is, that's what the plan is. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Also, just to add to what democracy was a plan to engage the smart grid mesh network back in the 1930s. And that is Hyperion system planned when all of the distribution of energy resources would be completely monitored and measured. And so this was schemed up back in the 1930s. They just did not have the technology. But what I've got to get out to the entire listening audience right now, and you can go to my entire article on stopthecrime.net, scroll down on the homepage, and you'll see an article entitled Breaking, the Smart Meter Opt-Out was Only an Appeasement Plan. Now, I've got to follow this up by telling everybody right now, the climate action plans are part of UN Agenda 21 for Future Earth. They're in all of our cities. They've come in the back door through our planning department. Anyone can call their planning department in your town, and you can ask, when will they be able to give you a copy of the energy plan or the climate action plan? They all require massive reductions of greenhouse gas emissions, and they bring in the requirement of smart meters and the Energy Star spying censored appliances. It is a requirement. Now, I'm going to tell you right now what it says here. In our Northern California, Sonoma County, Climate Action Target Plan. This is the target goal for Sonoma County. It's extremely aggressive, and I'm going to tell you this slowly. They are requiring that we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 level by 2015. Again, reduce the greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 level by 2015. They do not have the figures for 1990. So they're back engineering those figures based on the census of 2010. Now, most important is to understand all of these climate action plans and plans are being provided by grants that your city and counties are requesting. These are bribes. Your city is obligating you locally, typically to a 20% responsibility of the entire grant amount. And then 80%, of course, is coming from the federal government as fiat money, likely tacked on to our national debt. This is another way in which they are imploding and bankrupting the United States economy. But above and beyond that, the climate action plans across the board talk about the elimination of gas appliances and gas equipment, because Energy Star appliances are right now only available in for electricity. So they're imploding the gas industry. Now, in that article that I posted on our website, I have a very, very important TV interview. It's with PG&E here in Northern California. About a year ago, they were caught. A whistleblower in PG&E was in the gas leak detection, where he would go around a home and put zip ties on leaking gas manifolds. And after several years of doing that in thousands of homes here in Northern California with leaks, he asked, when are we going to repair that? And PG&E said, do not put zip ties on the gas manifolds any longer, and do not tell the customers, we don't want them worrying. Now, we have that TV news piece in this article on stopthecrime.net for everyone to watch. Now you will understand why they say all new construction is to install real-time energy monitors, all new buildings are to have energy-efficient appliances, and all new buildings are to have smart meters. There's a retrofitting requirement in order for the cities to reach their reduced greenhouse gas emission goal, which will require all owners of multifamily construction to ultimately replace all their inefficient old clunker appliances. And one of the ways that they will strong arm owners and businesses is through the yearly business permit process. They also have an annual inspection, and there are multiple ways in which they are going to require everyone transition. They also are talking about energy green mortgages. to help people finance the transition from their inefficient appliances. They say that the average cost per household is going to be between $2,000 and $5,000. I could tell you right now to replace heat and air equipment, if you have that, and all of your appliances, dishwashers, refrigeration, everything, you're not going to be able to do it easily for anything much less than $5,000. And that depends on what brand of equipment you, of course, purchase. But I am telling you that they say in the Santa Rosa Climate Action Plan, they say encourage residents and businesses to switch from natural gas-powered appliances to electric power appliances. Utilize energy-efficient appliance rebate programs to facilitate the replacement of natural gas equipment with electric-powered equipment.
And of course, I'm sure, Deborah, that this is under the guise that we've got to cut back on CO2. Basically, CO2, as it is producing global warming. Well, basically, if you really look and see what's happening today, we're not having global warming, we're having global cooling, and we have for the last 10 years. You go up on the internet, you'll find articles that will stipulate this. Of course, the elite are putting in all sorts of articles that are falsifying this, but what is the level of CO2 in the atmosphere? What is the level of the CO2 as far as greenhouse gases? Is it 10%? Is it 5%? Is it 1%? Is it a tenth of a percent? It's actually 0.004%. That's all the CO2 there is. It has nothing to do with greenhouse warming. It's all a lie. But when you control the medium and you tell a big lie often enough, eventually people do begin to believe. But this is all contrived to justify dictatorial power over the lives of the people and controlling the people from the cradle to the grave with all sorts of monitors going to be watching whatever you're doing. And that really sounds so incredible. Most people say it couldn't be true. Unfortunately, it is.
Well,
go ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you go to the article that I'm referring to right now on stopthecrime.net, there's quite a bit of detail in there. We posted some links to the climate action plan so you can see these for yourself. Again, do your homework in your town and find out about this. But this does not mean you do not fight with everything you can within you to stop these biohazards from being attached to your home. We cannot allow the utility companies to dictate to us harmful practices when they know, and according to all military documents, we know that these frequencies are part of a silent weapons system. And that is also very important that everyone please read the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document on stopthecrime.net.
Now, Deborah, are you saying that basically these meters, these smart meters actually, are dangerous for the people in the homes? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Because, Dr. Stan, in the military documents, for example, one of the documents that we have posted on the site is a Fort Meade Army document. It talks about how 100% of the population will be affected by these low-pulsed frequencies. And even in the NASA war plan that is on stopthecrime.net also, it says on page 50, there will be effects of low-powered pulsed microwave. It says that there will be seizures, there will be alteration in brain function, and 30% to 100% increases in brain blood flow and death. They know exactly what they're doing with these frequencies. This is the new legal weapons program under the silent weapons system. And again, that is explained in the silent weapons document. But I want to let everybody know another aspect of the climate action plan. When the county set up their target requirements, there's then the second requirement, should these requirements not be met. And what that means is that if the requirements to reduce CO2 in your communities are not met by the massive reduction by inspection and by your changing out all your appliances, the next step is to evaluate your agriculture in your area and to further reduce greenhouse gas emissions if they deem that global warming is still out of control.
Well, let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people think our enemy is terrorism or the communists in China, the communists in Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is here in America. It's this subversive element.
I'm on the roof.
controls the leadership of both political parties and makes mockery out of our electoral process.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah simply suggesting you go to her website, stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net, and you'll get access to all sorts of very significant government and other documents that will explain to you exactly what they're doing, the dangers, certainly, of cell phone towers, the impact that they can have on the minds of our police, certainly the impact, certainly the impact that the smart meters can have on the impact of the minds and function of people all across our community. They know exactly what they're doing. And as Deborah points out, we're seeing increasing incidents of violence by our elected officials, by our police department. Why is certainly more and more people seem to be getting shot by the police? Certainly we're seeing an increased tempo of violence, but are some of the things that the police are being subject to making them more susceptible to committing violence and illegal acts? And we'd like to suggest that this is the sort of thing that is really going on today. We are all under attack, and we need to be working together, not against one another. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. That is exactly right. And this document that I was just talking about is entitled Realizing the Full Potential of Government Health Spectrum to Spur Economic Growth. Now, it's important to understand the economic growth that they want to spur is for the international bankers, not ours. And this document is absolutely critical. There is a map in this document. I have had a number of experts weigh in on concluding what this document means in its entirety. And we've uncovered a couple of layers of it, which we have presented on StopTheCrime.net on the top link. Again, government documents leaked, mind control. You will see a map on page 12. You will see frequencies around all of the coastal states of the United States. And we are being corralled in a frequency fence. But this is demonstrating the psychotronic weapons of mass mind control. This is targeting the United States by the military-industrial complex. This is part of the silent weapon system deployment, and it's scheduled to be deployed September of 2013, just a month away, which is very interesting that the NSA Bluffdale, Utah Massive Data Collection Center is also supposed to go online in September. Now, I encourage everybody to watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg so that you understand what quantum computers are about. This is what is happening. The NSA facility in Utah will coordinate with this program in this document that I'm talking about right now. So quantum computers is mind theft and its invasion of the human brain by artificial intelligence. It is able to control specific thoughts, emotions, directing physical actions into unsuspecting human beings. And the map will show you this is the end of free will as we have known it. So it's important to understand what is happening so that you can take the precautions and be armed with the knowledge to prevent this takeover. In conjunction with the overhead geoengineering or the chemtrail spraying program, one of the most important layers of that program has been to spray nanofibers on all of us. It's in about 99% of the global population.
And what is the nanofibers, Deborah?
Yes, the nanofibers are synthetic fibers. It's associated with what we're now understanding as Morgellons disease. Morgellons disease, you can go to toxicsky.org and print off a flyer about Morgellons. There are many links of people that have researched Morgellons disease. Essentially, we are all are carrying the Morgellons disease now. It just has not manifested for everyone with these open lesions that do not heal, and the synthetic fibers emerge. Now, the nanofibers are those synthetic fibers. It's the first payload. It is a delivery system. And I'm understanding that the system is activated by vaccination, which will have the nanobots in them. I know this sounds extremely sci-fi. It is extremely sci-fi. More importantly, it's extremely evil because they have not only been through Agenda 21 stealing our water, our land, they are now stealing our minds. They're attempting to steal our minds. And I can tell you that the NSA, the CIA, and NASA have all been operating from black budget, and they have also brain implants. They say that brain implants are no longer necessary for mind control. although much of the military in the past number of years have been getting brain implants, they haven't known that, but they have.
Hold that thought right now, Chris. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Deborah, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Deborah's simply been talking about the long-term planning, the documentation that we have, that all of this idea of using these frequencies on the minds of people to alterate the way their brains work has been underway for a long time. Let's quickly go to Leslie, who's calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
I'm good. I'm off the grid now.
Okay.
I had two questions. One thing I noticed around here, we've got the Agenda 21 and all the smart meters in and everything. One thing I noticed was whenever I knew of someone who was selling a house or a condo unit, they were all having to replace their the breaker boxes. And I wondered if that had something to do with the smart meters being too powerful for the old boxes or something.
Well, what I can tell you, I can't speak to that specific there in Colorado. What I can tell you, though, Leslie, is that here in California and likewise throughout the nation, the utility companies right now are enhancing their infrastructure for the ability to increase frequencies. And they're telling us, and they're being told, that the reason they're enhancing the electricity lines for greater capacity of frequencies is to carry the anticipated increased loads from solar, hydro, and wind. I think I've named them all, three things, solar, hydro, and wind, yes. And so what that is going to do is increase the dirty electricity that we're all going to have spewed into our power lines of our homes and underneath all of the power lines as we drive, because, of course, we know that the dirty electricity does not need a direct wire link. It does not need direct wiring. It can go right into our bodies and right through our homes, through our walls. So I would encourage you, Leslie, to go to our website, smartmetersmurder.com, and look at the link that we have there for dirty electricity. And likely the reason for the replacement of the breaker boxes, there have been many, many fires where homes have burned down or have been badly damaged because of the smart grid and the increased frequencies that are being amped up on our homes. So I would imagine that this is for precautionary reasons and the opportunity to allow these frequencies to be unnoticed as they amp up the system. They are amping up the frequencies on all of us. The smart grid and the smart meters gives them the opportunity to amp up the frequencies like a thermostat.
Okay, I think that, Leslie, did you have another question?
I did. I have my rural property, a common line anyway, is the Corps of Engineers. I'm within about a mile of a dam. And is it the Iron Mountain document that talks about what dams are coming out? I know two of them above me are supposed to come down, but I wanted to refer the Corps of Engineers to that document.
Well, basically, I think for what Leslie is talking about is there's a program throughout the entire country under Agenda 21 to take out dams. They're doing it certainly in Oregon. They're doing it in California. They're tearing down dams all across the world. Why? Because, of course, dams produce very cheap and efficient electricity, and they don't want that. They want to lower our living standards, raise the cost of electricity, and get us then to not to use so much electricity. And so they've got to raise the price, and the most convenient way to do that is to tear out the dams. Doesn't make any sense, but we live in a world gone mad. Deborah, how would you respond to that?
Yes, Leslie, the Iron Mountain Report is definitely a good report to refer people, but quite frankly, for people that are unaware of the conversation you're hearing us have tonight, I would suggest the most important thing that you could do is refer them to the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document. You may even want to download one off of our website, stopthecrime.net, and give them that, because what they need to understand is we are under a massive declaration of war by the international bankers. And the reduction of dams, the reduction of water, the increased amount of scarcity that they're creating across the United States and the globe is all intentional, of course, as you heard Dr. Stan talking about Agenda 21. I want to jump back into that document, though, that I was talking about called Realizing the Full Potential of Government Health.
Okay, let's let Leslie. Anything else you want to say, Leslie, or we'll just let you go?
It's really hard for me to hear her. Did she say silent weapons, silent war?
Silent weapons, quiet wars on stopthecrime.net. You will see it on the home page.
Silent weapons, quiet wars, okay?
Quiet wars, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
Okay, fine, go right ahead. I guess our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, on page 5 of that document the frequency increase around the perimeter of the United States. Again, it has multiple layers. But inside this government document, it says the fragmentation of the spectrum will be used for exclusive federal use and will lead to artificial scarcity and constraints on current and future users. This is extremely important to understand. I also want to tell you on the map page within the government document itself, right next to the map, it says that the TV white space will be used for the beginning system, that this TV white space is a system already in operation, and they'll use it as a starting system. So what does TV white space mean? It's mind control and subliminal messaging, and it's conditioning the way we think. It is a digital aspect of the silent weapon system that is being launched. So I want to suggest that everyone go and understand what mind control is. This is happening. We are in a new type of warfare. It is a silent system. And they're using frequencies. They're going to be using a massive amount of a variety of increased media propaganda. They're going to be increasing that in the large. Remember, the assault upon us runs on two premises, massive terror and fear and massive disinformation and the intention to tear us all apart based on religious, ethnic, political, whatever differences they can create to keep us fractured so that we do not understand and have a common dialogue. We are really in a short window of time. Everyone that understands the big picture understands things are escalating rapidly.
And let me just point out, Deborah, that what they're doing is focusing our attention on the growing threat of communist China. Communist China is not a threat. We put those people into power. We installed them back in 1949. Oh, my goodness, it's the Russian communists. We got to be concerned about them. Ladies and gentlemen, it was American corporations with American funding that drilled the oil wells and gas wells in Russia in the early 1990s that made them the most powerful, largest source of both oil and natural gas in the world today. Oh, it's the terrorists, the terrible terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, we're financing the terrorism. We're financing Al-Qaeda in Syria. We financed this whole terrorist movement since inception. The enemy is not overseas. The enemy is right here in America. It is the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they have an agenda. It's called Agenda 21. It is being implemented, but fortunately, you can actually read their publications certainly on the internet, and we actually have an excellent talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and an excellent syllabus that comes with that, and you can get that with or without the syllabus. It's cheaper if you get the syllabus, but basically, of course, this is United Nations documents, government documents, where they admit openly what they are going to do and how they're going to regulate every aspect of our lives. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, it's interesting that you said 1949 and our relationship with China not being an oppositional one, because in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars on page 5, they talk about how the Rockefeller Foundation got in on the ground floor of this silent weapons system. Again, it is the declaration of war. The Rockefeller Foundation got in on the ground floor and worked with a grant with Harvard University. They created a Harvard Economic Research Project. And a year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in. So what we have is an engineered plan of global declared war under the silent weapons document. It's critical to understand. Also on StopTheCrime.net, the document Silent Weapons is read to you. They put it together in an audible way so that people can listen to it. I also want to cross-reference the importance of that document that's about the mind control. The very last page of this WhiteHouse.gov website says on page 13, we can't wait. Worldwide leadership is up for grabs and follows first mover advantage. Now, on page 11 of the Silent Wars document, it says this, it is necessary to have first strike capability in the field of economics. In order to maintain our position, it is necessary that we have absolutely first knowledge of all science and control over all economic factors and first strike experience at engineering the world economy. This is a very developed, thought-out plan. And I want to add some things about the nanobots that I talked about being in vaccines. All humans on the planet can now have their brains remotely controlled from a central supercomputer-driven database. This is that big NSA facility in Bluffdale, Utah. The underlying premise of it is mind control. So I can say to you, understand our reality. Go to Stop the Crime, look up mind control. find out about what is happening with targeted individuals that have been targeted all over the world with beam weapons for many years. It creates voice-to-skull discussions in people's heads.
Basically, how can they influence our thoughts and our minds, Deborah? How can certainly a computer in Utah influence anybody here in California?
Well, that's a very good question, and that is why I recommend everybody watch Eagle Eye by Spielberg so that people can understand how this is all connecting and how mind control is all part of this takedown with frequency. And read the Silent Weapons document. It is about total control and taking of our minds.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Sure, I have a question that maybe either one of these or both of you can answer it. I have a river in my backyard. It's called the Pequannock River, and I have a sort of like a Ferris wheel, an aluminum Ferris wheel. It's fairly large with fan blades in it, and I would be able to actually create hydroelectric power. I wonder if I would be in any way stopped, or would I be in any kind of violation?
Well, I think you'd have to go check with your local officials there. You would have a local planning commission. I would think there'd be absolutely no danger at all, and you would not be hurting anybody. But we'd have in a world gone mad, Joe. What are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on that at all, Deborah?
I do. I would like to weigh in on this, Joe, because what's happening right now, right here in Northern California, with these climate action plans and with these new plans that are coming in, they're all part of the Wildlands Project, where they're broadening your use of your own property if you back up to a river. So, for example, here in California, if you are on a year-round river that is designated as part of the Wildlands Biodiversity Pathway or Corridor, you cannot do anything within 100 feet of either side of your river. Now, that's designated rivers. You can go to your building department, and you can find out if that restriction has been implemented in your town yet. But it is something that is coming your way if it hasn't come yet. So if you have the opportunity to do what you'd like to do, you might want to check into it now before increased restrictions hit the books there in your town, because they're coming.
And basically, Joe, of course, basically they do not want us to have solar electricity. We're being encouraged to do it now, but down the line they're going to try to limit our use of solar electricity and wind electricity and hydroelectric electricity and nuclear fusion. They really want to lower the standard of living here in the United States to that of the peasant there or the native living in Africa. It says that's crazy. They've already lowered our living standards a fair amount. And certainly the average wage, if you really look at it, take away inflation, but look at it over 20 years, the average wage here in the United States is actually going down for the average individual. We have over 25% of the population that has less than $1,000 saved for retirement. And certainly 49% have less than $10,000 put aside for retirement. We are in real trouble in America, and they're going to do everything to make our lives miserable if we let them. Go ahead, Joe. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Yeah, sure, because what I'd like to add to this discussion is, in my own particular personal situation, when I closed in on this house, my house is paid for now, it's 30 years ago, when I was at the lawyer's office and we were doing the closing, the lawyers mentioned that in no way could I adjust the flow of the river, nor could I dam the river. But as far as putting a Ferris wheel in there and creating hydroelectricity, that in no way disturbs the flow of the river, nor am I damming the river.
Well, Joe, you better go to the Planning Commission, because I wouldn't put one in without the permission. Here, we're going to have to let you go. Anything you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, I'd just like to say I would never come out and discuss this with anybody. I would just go ahead and do it, and then if you ever find out, I just have to take it down. So,
well, Joe, that's certainly up to you, but we're all in a diminishing, a created false scarcity of all energy resources, and that includes water.
God bless you, Joe. Thanks very much for calling, and we're just about out of time. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, yes, I would encourage everybody to watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg, go to stopthecrime.net. Also, please pass the source documents out, refer them, the Iron Mountain Report, Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, as well as the New World Order Exposed, 1969. And it's extremely important to do your homework on the NSA. We will be posting updated information on stopthecrime.net about NSA. The last thing I'd like to say in closing, Dr. Stan, is we have learned that the NSA facility with the quantum computers are designed to break into encrypted codes worldwide. In other words, the NSA facility will be able to break into nuclear launch codes worldwide. So that is a huge concern when you've got a high-stakes, out-of-control government in control of global nuke launch codes.
And I think it's important that people understand that our spy program is not just for the American people, it's all over the world, which is why certainly Brazil is breaking off a very large military contract to buy things in America. Other countries are turning against America, realizing, of course, that the brotherhood that controls us is buying on them and wants to control their governments as well. And basically, of course, this is a matter of national sovereignty. People in other countries don't want to give up their freedom. They don't want a group of wealthy people in America telling them how to live. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you. This is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoy Deborah Tavares. Go to her website, get her information. watch the motion pictures that she advocates. Deborah's on the front lines of this battle doing a great job, but we are under attack today. And the people, certainly from the secret societies, are working at the highest levels of our society. But, of course, the people don't take into account that also there is a God in heaven. And basically, America is turned against God, and I fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And we're going to have to be prepared to look after ourselves. We're going to have to try to develop a personal relationship with our Lord, realizing that we will never be able to survive the difficult times that lie ahead without the Lord's help. We may not even survive personally, but if you have a personal relationship with the Lord, you know we're going to spend eternity, and all you need to want to do is, of course, is pray for your protection and your family's protection. But we ask you to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and suddenly pull down the book, get the book. It's called The Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, we ask you to, certainly that's our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You want to get The Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get my talk on sustainable development and our syllables on the sustainable development. And that was 10 years ago. Of course, now we call it Agenda 21. We have a talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. We have another talk that was given by our good friend Michael Shaw on Agenda 21, the wretched transformation of America. You'll certainly want to go to Michael's website, freedomadvocates.org. You'll want to get the syllabus that we put together that contains all these government United Nations documents on Agenda 21, so you don't have to take what I say or Deborah says. You can read it for yourself. And that's called Agenda 21 syllabus. So they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope that many of you go to our website, Radio Liberty, radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can watch our DVDs. They're free. You can certainly listen to our radio programs, and certainly you can listen to them live 4 hours a day. And your job is to get other people starting to listen to our programs on a regular basis. You can listen to the archive programs 24 hours a day, and they're actually archived there for about 6 weeks. You can read our newsletters that we have posted there. And then, of course, if you'd like to, you can look at the list of the books and the DVDs and the videos and the 4 CD sets and 4 tape sets. And when you buy those, they sort of help Radio Liberty maintain our network of almost 50 outlets or over 50 outlets every single week. And we could need your help if you're in a position to help financially. Why, of course, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. And whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it. We know many people are having real financial problems at the present time. And I think things are going to get a lot worse in the coming weeks and months, certainly when the financial markets begin to collapse, when the stock market collapses, when more and more people lose their jobs, when we become more involved with certainly other countries, as our sovereignty is certainly surrendered to this new coming one world satanic government, and that it is a satanic movement. And if you doubt it, go to trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, look at their logo, you'll see it there. And you look at it, you won't know what you're looking at, but I will tell you there are 3 sixes. If you look carefully, you'll see them joined together by an upside-down broken cross, a Luciferian symbol. And basically, this is a Luciferian organization dedicated to carrying out Lucifer's plan for a one-world government. And what you're seeing today carrying out is the fulfillment of this age-old plan. It goes back thousands of years to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And, of course, what they want to do is destroy Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Easter and Christmas out of our schools, why you can't have a Bible in our schools, but you can have a Bible when you go to prison, which is also a government institution, but you can't have a Bible in school. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all
be grateful for a land so fair.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. We appreciate you so very much. And we appreciate our guest today, our incredible guest, Mike Taz, who has walked the walk to learn how to walk.